Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to commemorate a TV series, a radio series, and have a set of records featuring the saxophone. But we're going to start off by playing some dirty records, some dirty, filthy records. No, not dirty like pornographic records, or even dirty like dusty records. Last week, on November 5th in 1929, McKinney's Cotton Pickers recorded Plain Dirt. So here is Plain Dirt and a few other dirty records.
Play dirty, dirty, dirty. Thank you.
From Jelly Roll Morton's last recording date on January 30th, 1940 in New York, the Morton 7 with a Morton composition and a Morton arrangement with Morton on piano. Dirty, Dirty, Dirty. Also in the band, Henry Allen on trumpet, Claude Jones on trombone, and Albert Nicholas on clarinet. And we started this filthy set of songs and the show with Plain Dirt, McKinney's Cotton Pickers, from November 5th, 1929. William McKinney was born in Paducah, Kentucky, on September 17, 1895. In 1922, he became the leader and drummer of a sextet called the Cinco Jazz Band. In 1923, he pretty much gave up the drums to become a band leader. In 1926, the band was hired by Gene Goldkett and became McKinney's Cotton Pickers, with Goldkett as the band's manager. In 1927, Don Redman was hired away from Fletcher Henderson and was a multi-instrumentalist, arranger, singer, and musical director for the band. Recording sessions in 1929, such as the one we just heard, included guests Benny Carter, Coleman Hawkins, and Fats Waller. In 1931, Goldkett left the band and Benny Carter replaced Don Redman as musical director. McKinney's Cotton Pickers broke up in 1934, with some members forming the basis of Don Redman's band. Here are a couple more dirty songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. Thank you. Count Basie on piano, Walter Page on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and Fred Green's guitar in New York on November 9, 1938, and the Dirty Dozens. Pianist and bandleader William Count Basie was born August 21, 1904, in Red Bank, New Jersey, and began his career playing stride piano on the Black Theater and vaudeville circuit. In 1927, he found himself in Kansas City without money to return east, so he played around town for a while and then joined Walter Page's Blue Devils. In 1929, Benny Moten absorbed most of the Blue Devils, and Basie went on working the Southwest Territory until Moten's death in a car accident in 1935. Though Basie didn't take over direct leadership immediately, he used many of its players to put together a nine-man group built around a rhythm section of himself, Page, and drummer Joe Jones. Shortly thereafter, Lester Young joined on tenor saxophone. Before Count Basie, we heard the Ernest Stevens Dance Orchestra on September 24, 1923, from an Edison record, and Dirty Hands, Dirty Face, from the show Bombo. Music by James Monaco, lyrics by Al Jolson, Grant Clark, and Edgar Leslie. Bombo opened in October of 1921, not at the Winter Garden Theater, but at the newly opened Jolson Theater, which seated 1,681. During Bombo, in addition to Dirty Hands, Dirty Face, Al would sing his most popular hits, Mammy and Swanee, as well as introducing new songs such as April Showers and Toot Toot Tootsie. Bombo toured the States and ran until 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll have some meetings when we return right after this. Last week, on November 6th in 1947, the longest-running series on network television, Meet the Press, was seen for the first time on NBC. The public affairs program had its start in 1945 as a radio promotion for American Mercury magazine with Martha Roundtree and Lawrence Spivak. Moderators since then have been Ned Brooks, Bill Monroe, Marvin Kalb, Chris Wallace, Garrick Utley, and the current moderator, Tim Russert. The format of the program is for the moderator to host a panel of reporters who question a leading public figure, including many foreign dignitaries. Gerald Ford was the first sitting U.S. president to meet the press. So here's a set of songs about meetings, starting off with Nat Shilkret.
Thank you.
Fancy Our Meeting, George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band from May 17, 1928 on Rapidly Rotating Records. George Fisher was born George Fishberg and was a member of Art Hickman's band in New York. In late 1920, he and four other musicians went to London as Art Hickman's New York London Five, but when that band broke up, George Fisher stayed on in London and formed his own band, which played at the Kit Kat Club and was called the Rhythm Band. In the band was Nigel Newitt on banjo, guitar, and violin. Nigel Newitt's son, Ned Newitt, transferred and remastered that record, and it is available on one of four CDs featuring Nile Newitt, available through Ned Newitt's website at www.mellotonerecords.com. And before George Fisher, we heard Franklin Bauer, backed by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, and Till We Meet Again from 1928. Here are a couple more songs about meeting, starting with Johnny Russell.
Back in history, you're so familiar to me, my heart just seems to know we've been brought together again out of the long ago. It can't be true, just fancy meeting you. Remember when the world began, I was your prehistoric man. The dawn broke and like two lovesick fish in the sea, we awoke and love climbed up our family tree. When hearts are true, what's a thousand years or two? It paid to wait for old man fate to lead us out of the zoo. It all goes to prove what downright love can do. Fancy, fancy meeting you. What's a thousand years or two? It paid to wait for old man fate to lead us out of the zoo. It all goes to prove what downright love can do. Fancy, fancy meeting.
Dick Powell, backed by Victor Young and his orchestra, and Fancy Meeting You from the 1936 Busby Berkeley picture Stage Struck. In Stage Struck, Broadway dance director George Randall, played by Powell, is stuck with staging a Broadway show starring Peggy Revere, played by Joan Blondell. Peggy is an untalented performer who is starring in the show only because she is its financial backer. On opening night, Peggy storms out of the production, leaving chorus girl Ruth Williams, George's love interest, played by Jean Madden, to play the lead and carry the show. Can she do it? Yeah. And before Dick Powell, we heard from Johnny Russell with Don Bester and his orchestra from February 1933 and Meet Me in the Gloaming. Some meeting songs to commemorate the debut of Meet the Press on NBC TV. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Have a comment about the show? Have a request? You can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'll be back with some sax right after this. Last week, November 6th, marked the birth in 1814 in Belgium of inventor Antoine Joseph Sax. His father was a manufacturer of brass and woodwind musical instruments, and as was very common, Adolf, as he was later known, followed in his father's footsteps. At six, he was helping in his father's workshop, and later he studied at the Brussels Conservatory and became an accomplished flutist. At age 20, he invented a bass clarinet and became widely known in musical circles. In 1846, he patented his family of saxophones, which had been invented several years earlier. His invention combined the single reed of the clarinet with the bore and fingering patterns of the oboe, producing the tonal qualities of neither. So here, in honor of Adolf Sax, are some songs featuring the saxophone, beginning with George Olson and his music. Thank you. What a great record! Phillips Louisville Jug Band and Smackin' the Sax. Phillips Louisville Jug Band was put together by Hooks Tilford, who played in brass bands in rural Kentucky. He moved to Louisville during World War I and joined Ma Rainey's traveling show and recorded with her in 1925. He put together a band in Peoria in 1926 with guitarist Phil Phillips, fife player Charlie Adams, and jug blower Carl Reed. They went to Louisville for the 1930 Kentucky Derby, wound up staying a year, and caught the attention of record companies. And before Phillips Louisville Jug Band, it was George Olson and his music, with Rudy Valley's namesake, Rudy Weedoft, having some fun on the saxophone with Saxophun, Saxophun, from August 20th, 1924. Rudy Weedoft might have had some fun with his saxophone, but here's Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, and they've got sax appeal. Thank you. That was Fess Williams playing his saxophone on Playing My Saxophone, recorded by Victor in New York on July 10, 1930. Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra. What a great name. Fess Williams led bands in both Chicago and New York in the 1920s and early 30s. Like Ted Lewis, he wore a top hat and played a slap-tongue gaspipe clarinet style and alto saxophone, reminiscent of Lewis's playing, but often with better results. Williams' song Hot Town was the band's biggest selling record. Fess Williams also waxed a record under the name of Fess Williams and his Joy Boys while leading a band at the Regal Theater in Chicago in 1928. Before Fess Williams, it was Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy and Lotta Sax Appeal, written by John Williams, sax player in the band, and Mary Lou Williams, pianist and arranger for the band. March 2, 1936 is when that was recorded. Andy Kirk began as a trumpeter in George Morrison's band in Denver and then joined T. Holder's Dark Clouds of Joy in Dallas. Holder took off with the band's payroll while they were playing in Tulsa, and the members of the band chose Andy Kirk to lead the band, which was renamed the Clouds of Joy. Tenor sax player Dick Wilson started with the band in 1936 and stayed until his death in 1941. It's Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison. I'll be back with some songs about life when I return right after this. Last week on November 9th in 1948, This Is Your Life debuted on NBC Radio. Ralph Edwards hosted the radio show for 2 years, and for nine more years from 1952 to 61, hosted it on television. So in commemoration of This Is Your Life, here's a set of songs all about life, starting off with Jack Hilton.
Flowers in spring, the bird is that sings. see. The sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and enough can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Thank you.
Some songs with some good advice about life. We started with Jack Hilton, with Jack, Hugo Rignold, and Chappie D'Amato performing the vocal on that De Silva, Brown, and Henderson song, The Best Things in Life Are Free, from July 24th, 1928. Then it was McKinney's Cotton Pickers once again, on this one date with Phil Spitalny's vocalist Bill Cody and Laughing at Life, from November 4th, 1930. The band was based at Detroit's Greystone Ballroom, which accommodated 3,000 patrons. We have time for one more song about life, but first I'm going to remind you that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We're going to wrap things up with Smith Ballou in New York on October 10th, 1930, with Sam Lannon and his orchestra, and It's a Great Life If You Don't Weaken, from Playboy of Paris. This is Glenn Robison, thanking you for your very kind attention.
Let him use a well-known stranglehold. It's a great life if you don't weaken. You're a great guy if you won't weaken. If you do, oh well, what the heck, it's still a great life.